Good morning, friends and family. We are here for Sunday's morning breakfast, inspirational morning, Sunday morning inspiration, and we're so happy to have you all here and excited about our topic this week, which is the dangers of low expectations. In researching this topic this week, found that there was a song titled Low Expectations, a clothing line out of the UK called Low Expectations. But most dauntingly was that some people actually believe a myth that having low expectations is the secret to happiness and compassion. So as we go forward on this call, I think this is just the perfect time to reach out and invite some other folks to join us on the line, because we're going to get started in just under 2 minutes to just share how that is just not true. So that myth, It is embodied by those who believe that having high expectations, you end up disappointed. But reality is, if you expect mediocrity, then you can only be pleasantly surprised. And a pleasant surprise is supposed to be a good thing, but we got to remember that's only temporary. And where's the happiness in that? And that's why low expectations are dangerous. Anything that is temporary is not of God. True happiness, true joy, true delight comes from His word. And since He is His word, there is no way that low expectations can bring true happiness. So I hope that you all are ready and prepared for the word that's about to go forth. We are excited that it's Sunday morning, and we are truly driving towards His word, His inspiration, as we move forward on this topic this week. So let's go ahead and get started with the word that God has for us this morning with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
Great, thank you.
Good deal. So, y'all, we're talking about that this morning, the dangers of low expectation. Before we get started with that, Ms. Tiana, do you mind praying for us, please?
At all. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word that you are about to move forth. Heavenly Father, we are just grateful for this technology and this means so that we can fellowship one to another, no matter where we are, no matter what time it is for us or what place we're in. You've given us this gift. Heavenly Father, let's move forward with open hearts, open minds, and high expectations of you and for ourselves so that we can truly receive you. We are grateful for our leader, and we just thank you to continue to lift him up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The dangers of low expectation. Everybody know what expectation is?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's not familiar with Tiana. What is an expectation?
The expectation is something that somebody believes, hopefully by examining some kind of evidence. So this is what they set to believe will happen as a result.
Now, got it. Tell them one more time.
Expectations are a belief based on some kind of evidence that you may have that you, using the word again, belief is how things will happen, how things will go forth.
Expectation, y'all. Okay, do we have them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. To expect, what do you expect from others? What do you expect from God? What do you expect from yourself? And when you typically expect, it comes a little task that go along with expectation. Typically, people don't invest in things that they don't value. See, expectation and investment go hand in hand. In other words, y'all remember, you reap what you have sown?
Mm-hmm.
See, the reaping is the expectation. The sowing is the investing. The dangers of low expectation have everything to do with reaping and sowing as well. It has everything to do with how much we have invested in this, in that, in them, in us, in God. And typically that correlates with what we expect from God. You know, when the Bible says to remind God of his word, you are to remind God of his word. I mean, hold God to his word. But tell me this, people. Oh, I'm about to go here right quick. How can we expect anything? How can we remind God of a word that he should keep when we don't keep ours?
Mm.
Or the Bible good, y'all. Y'all know that? Yes. You can't see the low expectation now shifts. We don't expect from God because we don't want God to expect from us if you're not understanding what I'm saying just yet. Look at it this way. Who am I to judge? I can't judge nobody. See, when you have invested time in walking a straight line and you know what it is to overcome sin, you can expect from others. You will tell them it can be done. As a matter of fact, God tells us to do greater works than Jesus did. You have to do greater works. That means he has invested a whole bunch, because he wouldn't tell us to do greater if he hadn't invested anything. Now would he?
Come on.
Remember, you know, greater is he, greater is he that is in the world. I mean, that's in you than he that's in the world. That means God has poured his spirit in us. That's an investment, people. When you put your money into a bank, you expect to get whatever it is that you put in there out plus some, because you want to draw out your interest.
Yes.
And this, that's strong.
It is.
That's strong, yeah. See, the dangers of the low expectations suggest that you didn't put nothing in there. So I don't expect nothing out. And if I'm expecting something out, if I'm having low expectations, that means I can't get mad when I only pull $15 or $20 out the bank after a year, because I know I only put something like $5 in there, $8 in there, and it has ballooned up to $15 or $20.
Right.
Makes sense?
It does.
So with low expectations come low investment. Again, I say, typically we say we can't judge another person because we ourselves are doing wrong. But when you know that you're more than an overcomer, you're more than a conqueror, when you know that and you actually live that, you do know your investment and your expectations shifts, right?
Yes, indeed.
You start to expect more from your children. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, somebody, 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 somebody. You start to expect more from your children because you invest in your children. As a matter of fact, you tell your children, don't worry about nobody else's house. Listen to what I'm telling you in this house. In other words, I'm investing you, I expect from you. But mama, why you got on me? But daddy, why you got on me and you ain't get on them? That's not my child. you are mine. In other words, see, low expectations come from people when they have no investment. But see, when I pour it into you, huh, what you say? I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to chastise you. I'm going to get on you. Look at this. The Bible said he chastised those who he loved. Whoa. Look at that.
Yes.
You know what the chastisement is for? Because I expect from you, and you didn't meet what I expected. So I'm going to chastise you. In other words, I'm going to sharpen you. I'm going to get you right. See, y'all don't understand what I'm saying now. I had this problem within my own crew now. See, I can be open. I get on crew because of expectation, because I poured into. Do you understand the return I get on that investment sometimes is that I get a funny acting attitude personally? Now, watch this. That means somebody is mad at the chastisement and don't realize the high expectation. My God.
Mm-hmm.
See how the devil used people so quick. Let me say this again. If somebody expects from you, don't get mad at them. You should be glad. That means somebody has invested. Either they've invested prayers. Mm-hmm. They've invested time. Mm-hmm. See, the thing is, you can't expect from something you never invested in.
Mm.
So what the devil's counter is that when people expect high things from you, now, watch this. The person who invested, or the people who invested, or the community who has invested, or the God who has invested, doesn't have the low expectation. Not a devil, or use one or the other. You know, God, Adam, Eve. Well, he can't get to the investor, God. So watch this. He's going to get to the weakling, Adam and Eve. Whoa.
Come on.
Whoa. Now he starts to shift. Lord, have mercy. He starts to shift. Lord, have mercy. God, you expect me to do greater works? Tiana, you expect me to do what? Mr. Carl, you expect me? Why are you always on me? My God. Can't get to the investor. Now the devil, just like water, gets to the weakest point to get in. And this is when people develop attitude. Because they don't invest in themselves, therefore, why are you being hard on me? Lord, have mercy. When you don't invest in yourself, you don't want nobody else to be hard on you because you're not hard on yourself. In other words, you truly don't value who you are because you don't invest in you.
Come on.
Y'all ever heard of this? Huh? Tough love? Y'all ever heard of this? You know, I'm harder on myself than anybody else. I'm harder on myself than anybody else. I'm harder on myself than anybody else can be hard on me. Don't they line up with the Word of God? Oh, if you judge yourself, no one else can judge you. See, when you judge yourself, that means I can see my right and wrong. However, watch this. David was a man after God's own heart. David was a man after God's own heart. Who else in the Bible did God say was a man after his own heart? No one. No one. No one. Look at the investment that God put in David. Although he messed up, when David was corrected, he repented. Not meaning that he did a 360, he did a 180. That means he was going south and he turned around and went north. 360 would say that he was going south to turn all the way back around and still going south. We repent and go all the way back around. But see, when God corrected David, David didn't boot up. That's a southern twang. Huh? He didn't boot up at God. He took his correction because he knew the investment. In other words, look at this. David expected a lot from himself, too. So the correction was right on time. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't expect a lot from yourself, if anybody corrects you, you're mad. My God. Do your research. Take children. See, we can take children so we can slide back on the timeline and be like, wow. Now, speed up on the timeline and now we are those children to God. But take children who don't want to be corrected. The ones that don't want to be corrected, figure they got it going on. They, you know, in other words, they never invest in themselves. They just live unruly. See, that's the dangers of a low expectation. In other words, they try, and if they get it wrong, they just get it wrong. But see, when you invest in yourself,
Ain't no such thing as trying. When you invest in 10 years of work and you're trying to buy a house, purchase a house, there ain't no such thing as trying to get one. I know what I invested in. I know I put $10,000 a year to the side. After 10 years, that's $100,000. I only want to put $5,000 down on a doggone closing. Shoot, I'm going to put 20% down. Y'all ain't know I knew. Put 20% down on a house. Okay, so watch this. I got $100,000. Now my expectations are high. But see, when your money ain't right and you hadn't invested in yourself, you can't go on demand from that bank. Y'all don't hear me. If you run your credit card right now, your debit card right now, and they say, hey, it declined, you say, gone, go run that again. See, the only reason you're going to say run it again, either one, you're trying to stunt in front of your date or somebody you with, and like you really got the money and you know you don't, or number two, you really know you got something on that card. Somebody better get this right. Run it again, right? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Huh? The dangers of low expectations. That's dangerous when we have low expectations of others. That's dangerous when we have low expectations of ourselves.
Yes.
That's dangerous. Now you got to be careful what expectation is. Tell them one more time what expectation is, Tim.
Expectations are beliefs that come from our own thought process. When we examine evidence, it's got nothing to do with what's the truth.
See, we can have low expectations in the things of God, but high expectations in the things of the flesh. In other words, we can let our feelings develop our expectations. Interesting, people. You can let your feelings, you know, I expect all women to lie. I expect all men to lie. See, that's not a low expectations. But see, it's high because it's dealing with the flesh. However, the God that you serve, that we serve, God looks at it lowly. He looks at it so lowly that it's going to return back to that stuff that's underneath your feet. Dirt.
Come on.
It can't go up. That's how lowly God looks at the flesh. So when we start having expectations based on how we feel, we actually have low expectations, although they appear to be high. Remember, the Bible says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Remember, the Bible says that in the last days people will do wrong is right and right is wrong. Remember that. Remember that. That means their expectations are geared around what they have invested in, meaning their feelings. And if you invest in your, well, Mr. Carson, you done lost me right there. Hold on. Because I want a woman, I want a man who's going to accept it, you know, accept my feelings and want me to be open and just nurture my feelings. Well, you can't even serve God. Because tell me what part of that Bible nurture your feelings. So while you asking a man or a woman to nurture your feelings, do you get mad at God? Have you divorced him yet? Because he do not care about your feelings. Well, Jesus wept. That's the only part of the Bible you know. See, that's the funny part about that, Miss Tiana. If that's the only scripture you know, do you understand everything else around it? That's just like writing a narrative. You know how when the news people come out and interview you and only take 10 seconds of what you just said for 5 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me say it again. Just like the news people, the newspaper, take 10 seconds of what you say, and you talk for 5 minutes, and they just created a narrative.
Come on.
Now, people are going to take what you said out of context because they don't know the five-minute conversation. You know how ESPN say, hear the whole story on ESPN.com? Well, the thing is, hear the whole story on BIBLE.com. Read the whole thing before you talk about he wept. Do you know why he wept? It wasn't because of feelings. Oh, my God. So, Ms. Tiana, what I'm saying is we develop low expectations.
Yeah.
Because we invest in our feelings. Ooh, watch this. And not our spirit, not our soul.
Yep.
Come on, we pray for discernment. You can't pray for discernment. See, there's two different things. God increases discernment, meaning spiritual wisdom, spiritual insight. The discernment comes by way of walking next to light. All discernment is saying that I got it because God revealed it. Lord, have mercy. That's all discernment is. I got it because he revealed it. Discernment is not I got it because I feel like. In other words, if that be the case, have low expectations and go ahead and thank God when you pray. God, when you pray, say, God, can you increase my feelings, my abilities to feel better? I mean, feel more and just operate in my feelings and escape through life? No, don't work like that, do it.
Come on.
Hmm? See, if your feeling ability is high, that means your discernment is low. If your discernment is high, that means your feelings are low. You can't have them both. They cannot grow. Y'all just saw what I just did? In other words, faith and discernment go hand in hand. Feeling and sins go hand in hand, too.
Amen.
Oh, let me repeat that? Okay, cool. That's this. Faith and discernment go hand in hand. Feelings and fear go hand in hand. You're either going to operate in faith or fear. There you go. You're either going to operate in discernment or you're going to operate in feelings. Now what? Do I pray for discernment? No, if you pray for discernment, you'll be praying to get closer to God. And if you pray for discernment, how much investment are you putting in it? The Bible says prayer and supplication. That's your prayer. Where is your supplication? In other words, where is your human physical labor? What are you doing? If you're praying for discernment, stop guessing with God, playing hocus pocus. I'm going to see you. Don't do that. Won't you pray, get off your knees, and go open your Bibles? The problem is we don't want to study God, but we want to study people. So in other words, we want to operate in high expectations based on what we see and how we feel. But see, what you see, if it don't come by way of faith, you are blind.
Amen.
That makes sense?
It does.
The dangers of low expectation, people. The dangers of low expectation. Tell them low expectation again, Ms. Dan.
Expectations that are beliefs that come from your own thought process.
So we say low expectation. What are low expectations?
Low expectations are those that do not line up with God. No expectations are those that are based on our own thoughts, our own desires.
Uh-huh. You can even say, like you just said the first time, expectations that don't line up with God. Well, if God sits high but looks low, if he sits high, they don't line up with him, because if our expectations are not God's expectations, they are low.
There we go.
Can I say that again, everybody?
Yes.
If our expectations, in other words, if our thoughts are not his thoughts, if what we desire is not what he desires, oh, my God, God would give me the desires of my heart. God, don't y'all know a desire? Tell them the definition of expectation again, Ms. Tiana. Look at the revelation start to come out. Tell them again, Ms. Tiana.
Expectations are beliefs that come from our thought processes.
Mm. Can we say expectations are desires?
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Anybody?
Psalm 37 and 4. Say
that? Yes, again?
Psalm 37 and 4.
What does it say?
Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm. See, he can give me the desires of my heart. Again, there you go, getting a little snippet. It says delight in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Delight in something means what, Miss Tiana?
To have joy. Happy.
To delight in the Lord is to make happy.
Mm-hmm.
Bring God joy. The Bible says without F-A-I-T-H, it is impossible to make God happy. Without faith, you can't make God happy. So to make God happy, you must operate in what?
His
faith. No, that means you can't operate in feelings and fear and talk about making God happy. Because we'll say, God can give me the desires of my heart. Although you got the scripture right, do you understand it? That's why the Bible says they have a form of godliness, but deny my power. See, understanding comes with power. Power comes with understanding. Understanding comes with power. Power comes with understanding. Somebody can have a gun. You saw it in the movie. They'll pull a gun out, and the person just walks right on up to them and take the gun out their hand, not even blink. You know why? Because they don't know how to use it. So what we do is we have the word of God in our hand, and Satan just snatch it from us. You know, that's why the Bible says some are sown on rocky ground. You see how the bird just come up and take it and scoop it, and some is sown in, you know, in ground that's not good, and the sun scorches it and grow. See, in other words, it's taken away by your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken away by the world. Oh, you got the word. Do you understand it? And if you don't understand it, you have a form with no power. You don't know how to use it. So in other words, we start misquoting scripture. Oh, we quote it. Exactly right. We misquote it because we don't understand it. You start spraying the weed kill on the rose bushes instead of the weeds. Poison ivy, my God. See, you had it in your hand, and you used it, but you sprayed it on your mommy and daddy's rose bush, not the poison ivy. Hello, somebody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love you, Miss Sienna. What the Bible say about expectations? Huh? And that's what we do. That's what I'm telling you. He'll give me the desires of my heart. That means he'll give you what you expect. But the Bible said if you abide in him and he abides in you, he'll give you what you desire, whatever you ask for. But see, the thing is, you start to ask for things that God said to ask for. You know what make people look like a genius? It look like Tiana got it going on because she, everything she say and she said she was going to do, it come to pass. It don't have nothing to do with Tiana. Tiana's put out word what God said, and God watches over his word. All Tiana do is she's a steward over it. In other words, her expectations of herself and her life came by way of what God put in her. See, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. The reason why people's stuff come back time-dated and it never come to pass and they start making excuses is because it never came from God in the first place.
Come on.
My desire is to have a husband. And then they go get somebody else's. Oh, listen to me. When I say go get somebody else's, don't mean that they got to physically be married. Somebody else's meaning that you were single, they were single, but it still was never meant for you. You just wanted a husband so bad that you took on the responsibility of playing wife when God said it's not your time yet.
Come on.
And then what happens is D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Then we come to our senses and say, God, yeah, I know I made a mistake. But see, some mistakes are costly.
Yeah.
Huh? Low expectations. Come on. Huh? Jeremiah 29:11, Miss Tiana. For I know the plans I have for you. Y'all love that scripture, don't you? Declares the Lord. Y'all love that one, huh? Plans for wealth and welfare and not for evil. Huh? To give you a future and hope. See, God have expectations, Now, God has plans for us. That means God has poured them to us. When you have plans for your children to go to college and not just finish high school, you invest, right? Watch this. That don't mean that just because they don't go to college meaning you didn't invest, but you do expect them to do some things. So when you expect your kids to do more, you... When you expect your kids to do more, don't you pour more into them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's what we do, right, people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Watch this. Proverbs 10:28. Low expectations. The dangers that come with low expectations. Watch this. The hope of the righteous brings joy. But the expectations... The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish.
Come on.
Whoa.
Come on.
When you and God, Miss Tiana, low expectations don't exist. When you and God is called H-O-P-E, Lord, have mercy. Faith, woo, hope, and love abide. But the greatest of these is love. See, you can have hope. Yes, you can, without love. You can have faith. Yes, you can, without love. But you cannot have love without faith and hope.
Yes.
Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. You can have hope without love, and it becomes expectation. You can have faith. Yeah. You can have faith without love, and it becomes a flesh desire. But you can't have love without them too. In other words, true expectations turn into hope. When it's God-driven, now you're operating in hope, a righteous hope. A righteous hope. What is hope, Ms. Tiana? Can you define that right quick? Look it up on your phone real quickly. Y'all, listen to the definition of hope. The definition of hope, and this is important now, okay? The biblical stance. What we got? What is hope?
Hope is a feeling of expectation, a desire for something, for a certain thing to happen.
Say that one more time.
A feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen.
Now, that's Webster's guarantee. Guarantee. That's Webster's. Y'all got it? Tell them one more time.
A feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen.
Y'all see why I say I guarantee that's Webster?
It is. Why, Mr. Feeling.
Y'all got that?
Yes.
Okay. Because God doesn't operate in feelings. But let me tell you the big biblical definition of hope. A biblical definition of hope is a belief that God will accomplish what he has promised. Y'all don't hear me?
Amen.
Hope is a belief, not a feeling. It's a belief. The reason why I believe is because I have high expectations.
Yep.
That means I have invested in. If I don't believe in you, that means I have not invested in you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So to have hope means I have invested in God. And I believe God is going to do everything he said he was going to do. My God. Y'all
yes,
follow me?
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Y'all know that Christian hope is literally based on the fact that God has already been faithful to do what he said he would do. He's already been faithful.
Yes.
If he was faithful then, he's faithful now. So why would I have low expectations now when I know what God can do and what he will do? Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Proverbs 10 and 28, the hope of the righteous brings joy. In other words, I find joy. The Bible says count it all joy. That means our expectations of God should be high. Why should it be high? Because I invest in God. God, I done did everything you told me to do. Hold on. You can't leave me now. I pray. I do what I'm supposed to do. I do it with a pure heart. I don't broadcast. I give to people. I don't want nobody to know about it. You say do it in silence. God, what I do is pure. I don't look for a return. I use my talent. Talents don't bring money all the time. And God, I'm fine with that. See, my talents are for you, not for money to come into my hands. So God, it looks like I'm broke. Oh, it looks like I'm broke. See, somebody don't like this message. It looks like I'm broke, but my expectations are still high because favor don't require money to get it. In other words, I'm spiritually rich. And so when I walk where I walk and go get my house when I don't even have the money, it's called favor.
Amen.
But I walk in it boldly because you told me to do something. You told me to come and stop fishing in the natural and start fishing for men, and I'm doing what? So you're going to provide me for the house or with the house that I need, not the heart house that I fleshly desire, but the heart, the house that you have put in me. In other words, my house is me. The best house that Jesus, do y'all understand that he was a carpenter? Did y'all catch that? What mansion did he physically build? But I can show you what mansions that he built.
Amen.
He didn't even do physical mansions. Somebody said, I'm going to go look it up. I'm going to see. Well, if he did it young, why wouldn't he continue to do it older? How much about your God you know? The God that you serve, how much do you know about him? Let me say this again. The God that you say you love, How much do you know about him? You know when you said you didn't know that man was married? Did you do your full research of the God you say you love?
Come on.
Typically, we develop low expectations because we don't know about the other individual. Only thing we need to know is what I get out of it. In other words, I don't care that they're married now that I'm in this deep. Y'all don't hear me. A lot of people, a lot of men and women won't even leave a married person once they find out they're married because they have invested physical time. Huh? So now they expect that person to leave their spouse. How can you have high expectations of the flesh? You know that's going to lead to failure. You know that?
Yes.
If you have high expectations of your flesh, it's going to lead to failure. If you have high expectations of your spirit, it's going to lead to righteousness. In other words, when you have high expectations of the spirit man, of your righteous side, of your soul realm, now you can talk to God in the soulish realm. You expect from it, and your natural will start to line up. But if you have expectations of the flesh, what happens is it's unruly. Why do you think the Bible, let me clarify, because somebody's saying, now hold on, I don't understand that one. I'm about to help you. Why do you think the dangers of low expectation? Why do you think the Bible says don't put your trust in man, but in God, in the God in them? In other words, don't put your trust in their flesh. Hold on. If it's T-H-E-I-R, their flesh, what about Y-O-U-R, your flesh? Don't trust their flesh and don't trust your flesh. Hello? Now, because we get it wrong, Miss Tiana. Our expectations are so low, we don't trust other people, but we trust ourselves. No, don't even trust yourself.
That's right.
You better trust God in you. And if you got, you know, you got some God in you, yet you do wrong, because we all say, well, I know I do wrong. Well, don't you start beating them down with low expectations. Typically, you invest in people that you have high expectations of. So in other words, although you don't know them, you look at them, you hope for them, you have a strong desire because you know what God did in and through you. So my expectation is high of others. And this is when I can say, hey, to the side, why do you curse in front of these kids? Hey, on the side, why are you smoking in front of these kids? Can you please not do that, please? Your expectations are higher. Hey, can you put up your paint? Hey, do you have to be so racist? Hey, why you got to be a male chauvinist? See, your expectations shift, so you don't know what they need to hear. It may not have an immediate impact, but the seed has been planted. Because you have hope for them when they don't even have hope for themselves. And you know when you have high expectations of somebody, you know their hope, you can change on life. Watch this. If you call that little boy Tank, if you call him Big Man, huh? If you call him Big Dog, whatever you call him, don't you know you are increasing his ability to reach up? Lord have mercy.
Yes, indeed.
That's my athlete right there. Oh, that's my athlete. That's daddy's girl. Daddy's girl. Shoot. Let's let kids have daddy's girls. Let daddy call them daddy's girl. Boy, they're going to grow closer to daddy, closer to daddy, closer to daddy. Little girls. Because the expectation is that I'm daddy's girl, and daddy's telling me this, investing in me. Daddy's telling me this, investing in me. Ooh, look, my faith is being developed through what I hear. Daddy's investing in me. I don't want to disappoint daddy. My God. So how many times God had to say, you mine? You daddy's girl. You daddy's boy. How much he got to tell you that to lift you up? The thing is, he do it all the time. He just don't do it in the, he do it in the unorthodox way because we're not familiar with the spirit realm. He does it. All you got to do is open your Bible. It's right there. The love letter is right there. Why we still have low expectations is because we don't read his love letter.
Come on.
Dad is saying you daddy's girl. That's what he's saying. In other words, reach up. I got high expectations for you. Let's go ahead and pray, Miss Deanna.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's gone forth. And we hope, Heavenly Father, that as we walk away from this call, we do so with the knowledge that you have high expectations of us. And Heavenly Father, as we walk this day forward, may we live to those expectations. You sent your son as that living example. and you ask us to be better than he has. You've given us the tools, Heavenly Father. May we fulfill upon them. We thank you for this journey. We thank you for this life. And we thank you for this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. And we'll see y'all later on this evening, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. for our fellowship on this evening. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.